Joining us on the fan line from KDLT Television and the co-host of Calling All Sports with Marco and Mike H., Mark Ovenden. Mr. O, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Are you normally a watcher of the Daytona 500? And if not, was Danica Patrick's appearance in the race prompt you to maybe watch it yesterday?
Well, I was out at the Golf Expo both days at our Calling All Sports booth, so I did not watch any sports for the most part over the course of the weekend.
Typically, would you watch the Daytona 500?
No. Well, she's in a car, so you can't see her.
Well, some of the camera shots in the car.
Well, what are you going to say? You can recognize her because she's putting on her makeup and her lip gloss? Is that what you were going to say?
No, I wouldn't say. By the way, the ratings were up 30% this year.
I'm sure they were with Danica in there.
Well, I don't know if it was all Danica.
That was certainly a lot of it. And I bet the demos for the ratings that were up were with women. To see how I would think that the intrigue would be way more with women to see how she would do than it would be with men.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, we're just getting word the Skyforce have just acquired a former NBA point guard. They have made a trade with the Maine Red Claws. They've given up Mark Tyndale. We talked to Mark last week on the program. Mark Tyndale goes to Maine, and Sioux Falls gets Andre Barrett from the Maine Red Claws.
Really?
Yeah.
Andre Barrett, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess that's good, but I, quite frankly, that I was thinking maybe it might have been Sheldon Mack, who's with Maine, who I thought the Celtics might call up when, you know, they lost their rash of point guards with Rondo and Barbosa both out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they certainly did not play well their last two games, I can tell you that much.
Well, Skyforce have needed a point guard ever since, of course.
Donald Sloan
went to China. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I went out to shoot him on Friday night for a little bit, and I was there for about 5 minutes of game time before they actually scored. That wasn't good.
Yeah, well, they were 27 of 80 from the floor with the Tulsa 66ers the other night.
Yeah, well, apparently they were even worse on Saturday than they were on Friday when I was there, because I think Saturday they only scored 72 points.
32 of 81. That's about the same. So we'll see. I mean, Barrett averaging about 7 points in 17 games with Maine this year.
Well, I think the thing is, you're looking for a point guard, and you know, Mike Heinemann said it on a couple different occasions, that's the hard position to find. You can't find a top-tier point guard in the NBA DL. You can't find it because they just don't exist.
Well, hopefully this guy is the answer. And as you know, things change so often during I mean, literally a week ago, you were thinking, you know, real positively about how they were playing. And then I believe Demetrius only went like 2 for 14 in one of those games and scored 5 points. And he's their all-star who'd scored 42 in the previous game. Mm-hmm. So, or 2 games before that. I think it was Saturday night. He was 2 for 14 from the floor. So obviously that the point guard is critical.
Right. And Pittman gets traded and Sloan leaves for China. I mean, those are two big guys for the Skyforce that they've lost. No doubt about it.
Well, hopefully Barrett is the answer.
Well, and you mentioned...
Do you recognize the name Andre Barrett?
No, I don't.
Okay. Nor do I.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm almost curious who he played for in the NBA, because if you make the NBA, you're good. No question. Even if you don't play, you make the NBA, you're a great player.
Well, and you mentioned Demetrius Nicholls and his 42 points. They needed every one of those points because they had to come from behind. It was only like a 3 or 4 point win. So, I mean, that was awfully close to being lost as well. So they could have been looking at a 3-game losing skid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully, like you said, hopefully this new fella is going to be the answer. And hopefully if he is, he'll be here for a little bit.
He has experience with 6 NBA teams.
Wow.
Okay. Milwaukee Bucks, Phoenix Suns, Toronto Raptors. I'm just looking right here. Who else? The Orlando Magic, signed as a free agent in 04 with the New York Knicks, also signed with the Houston Rockets. So not a lot with either one of those teams.
I think they should just go ahead and ask Nate Walters if he wants to skip the rest of his senior year in college and just play for him.
As soon as the Summit League tournament's done, if they get into the NCAA tournament, just play as long as you can, and then immediately you fly out to Sioux Falls.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, fly to Portland, Maine, and pick them up when they're playing.
Hey, you got it.
Hey, let's talk about the Northern Sun. Postseason tournament begins Wednesday. Augustana, men or women, USF men and women, they're all in. Which one do you think has the best chance to do very well in this tournament?
I just don't know. I think a month ago I would have said the Augustana women. Right now I'd almost say the Northern men of all the teams in South Dakota. They've got the second seed, but it's just hard to say. That was a tough loss for the Augie women the other night. I believe it was overtime, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. When they're on, to me, of all the teams that we cover locally, I would say they certainly have the most firepower when they're on full cylinders, because they're a team that loves to run up and down the floor and they love to shoot threes and they're pretty good at it. And if they're on, they're going to be tough to beat. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'd go with Dave Krause's squad.
All right. As Augie women are the 3 seed, Augie men, they're also the 3 seed in the tournament that begins on Wednesday. And again, Augie will be hosting this week.
They'll host the first round, right. Mm-hmm. But chances are that's it. They're probably going to be on the road after that.
They would need an upset because the higher seed does host the quarterfinals on Saturday.
Right.
Alrighty. Athlete of the Week coming up tonight on KDLT.
We really had a tough time picking one, so we picked two. Don't do that very often, but once in a while we just can't decide between.
Are they related?
There's a pretty decent chance they are, and as a result, there was no way we were going to pick one and not the other. In fact, we wouldn't. We just wouldn't. There's no way you could pick
sisters?
One or the other.
So sisters?
Pick them both. Well, maybe. Probably not.
Basketball?
I'm not going to tell you anymore. Okay. You got to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We had to keep you got to keep them happy in the family.
You don't want to tick off one sibling.
No, you really don't. It's really an interesting dynamic, the entire story of, A, what they've done so far in their athletic careers and where they're headed with the next phase of their athletic careers. Very interesting story.
Okay.
Because if we pick one over the – let's just put it this way. There will be some bad blood down the road between them.
Aha. Uh-huh.
There isn't yet. Uh-huh. But there will be.
Uh-huh. In fact, if I think who you're talking about, I think I saw both of them over the weekend.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've given you about as many hints as I can give you without telling you what it is.
He's not going to give you any more.
Well, I think I know who he's talking about.
My eyes are glossed over.
I'm not spilling the beans on this one either. I'm going to have everyone watch.
I can tell you're just wrestling with what would be the right answer.
Yes, I know exactly. I talked with both of those people over the weekend.
I'm tapping out.
You don't want to tick off one because it won't take much for them to kick your butt in the other one. So, good stuff.
Well, they could kick our butt with, like, one finger.
Yeah. They really
That's
could.
True.
You know, it would be interesting to see them get into a wrestling match and see who would win.
Well, they're both state champions, I know that.
Yes, they are.
I think the...
It's on the Ucle.
Yeah, I think the last one would win, no doubt.
You're saying that just because his weight class is one higher.
Yes. Yes. That is correct.
Yeah.
And I've seen him both wrestle. I'll have to give the nod to the latter. But
All right.
And one thing I did learn today, I have to call NASCAR and make sure next time Danica is racing, they need a better picture of her in the car. Okay, I'm going to do that for you there, Mr. Rovenden.
You need her not wearing a helmet, but that's dangerous. They won't allow that. So.
Okay. That's funny. All right, Mark. Thanks, pal.
Thanks. See you guys.
There he goes. Mark Ovenden, KDLT, joining us.